USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States Postal Service is now warning states coast to coast that it cannot guarantee all ballots cast for mail by the November election will arrive in time to be counted, even if mailed by state deadlines, raising the possibility that millions of voters could be disenfranchised. Voters and lawmakers in several states are complaining that some curbside mail collection boxes are also being removed. The post office is bracing for an unprecedented number of mail-in ballots. Warning letters were sent out to 46 states, raising the possibility that many Americans eligible for mail-in ballots will not have them counted. But that's not the intent, according to the Postmaster General, Louis Deloy. Deloy said the post office is merely asking elected officials and voters to realistically consider how the mail works and be mindful of deliberate standards in order to provide voters ample time to cast their ballots properly through the mail. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A three-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals threw out California's ban on high-capacity ammunition magazines, saying the law violates the U.S. Constitution's protection to the right to bear firearms. Judge Kenneth Lee wrote for the panel's majority, "Even well-intentioned laws must pass constitutional muster." California's ban on magazines holding more than 10 bullets strikes at the core of the Second Amendment, the right to armed self-defense. He noted that California passed the law in the wake of heart-wrenching and highly publicized mass shootings, but said that's not enough to justify a ban whose scope is so sweeping that half of all magazines in America would be unlawful in California. Israel's agreement to establish diplomatic ties with the United Arab Emirates marks a great moment in its relationship with Arab countries, but Palestinians are saying it puts a just resolution of the Middle East conflict farther out of reach. Listen live anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Popular video game maker is suing Apple and Google, and USA's Tim Berg explains.
On Thursday, video game company Epic Games sued Apple and Google Play over their removal from app stores over payment cuts. Dieter Bahn is an editor with The Verge.
This has been brewing for quite a while. The CEO of Epic, Tim Sweeney, has been angry at both of these app stores for quite some time. The big companies like Apple and Google have a ridiculous amount of power. And the only way to fight back to them is to do something incredibly splashy, incredibly loud.
Apple and Google both blocked the game because Epic introduced a direct payment system, effectively shutting out the tech giants from collecting fees.
Following a Justice Department investigation, they've stated that Yale University illegally discriminates against Asian Americans and white applicants during the admissions process. The DOJ informed Yale that it reached the conclusion after a 2-year investigation triggered by complaints from Asian American groups. As a condition of receiving millions of dollars in taxpayer funding, the Ivy League universities must agree to comply with Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which prohibits discrimination on the basis of race, color, or national origin in programs or activities receiving financial assistance from the federal government. The DOJ is also claiming that race is the determining factor in hundreds of admissions each year. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.